The State Water Board is holding important hearings this week to hear from all sides on the long-awaited update of the San Francisco Bay Delta Plan. A key part of the plan is a set of voluntary agreements that tie to a promise to provide more water from the state's rivers, along with habitat improvement. But Delta advocates argue the plan will not work and lacks accountability. Barbara Berrigan-Perea heads Restore the Delta Coalition.
After waiting decades for a science and equity-based plan to protect communities, Delta residents, tribes, and ecosystems, the state has failed to provide a complete and fact-based plan that will actually restore the Bay Delta watershed. For a science and equity-based plan to protect communities, Delta residents, tribes, and ecosystems, the state has failed to provide a complete and fact-based plan that will actually restore the Bay Delta watershed.
Eric Buescher of San Francisco Baykeeper says the threats to the estuary are severe, with 7 animal species in danger of extinction.
These range from the Delta smelt, a fish the size of my pinky that lives for 1 year, to the white sturgeon, a giant over 6 feet long, more than 400 pounds, that can live for a century, the fish that shared the earth with the dinosaurs, to iconic migratory fish like Chinook salmon that have historically supported tribes, a valuable commercial industry, and recreational and subsistence fishing practices for communities throughout the watershed. The diversity of the species that are at risk demonstrates that what we are witnessing can only accurately be described as ecosystem collapse.
Voluntary agreements won't change the status quo and instead will give water exporters a free pass on providing more flow without adequate water quality standards. Barry Nelson of the Golden State Salmon Association.
The voluntary agreements are designed to eliminate standards in the Bay Delta that would regulate proposed projects to divert more water from the Bay Delta. And this is not a theoretical problem. The massive Delta Tunnel, a huge sites reservoir, and many other proposals would divert even more water from the Bay Delta.
Chinook salmon, an iconic California species, have drastically declined over the years, in part due to state and federal water allocation decisions. Now, salmon fishing businesses are facing the possibility of a third consecutive year with no commercial fishing, for the first time in the state's history. Barry Nelson of the Golden State Salmon Association predicts the voluntary agreements will fail.
If the board chooses to adopt the voluntary agreements, the failure of the voluntary agreements will become obvious quite rapidly. The board has talked about having a regulatory backstop, something the water users are very opposed to, so that in the event the voluntary agreements fail, the board can move to a more traditional science-based regulatory approach. The board adopts the voluntary agreements. They need to make sure that they have a very clear and rapid path to adopt science-based protections, because the voluntary agreements are going to fail.
Delta advocates say they will do their best to convince the State Water Board to dispense with the voluntary agreements and oppose what they view as an effort to prioritize powerful water and agricultural interests over environmental protection, public rights, and tribal sovereignty. Vic Bedoyan reporting for Pacifica Evening News and KFCF Radio.